Good morning, truth. Ironically, over the last week, I have had several conversations with people about eagles and chickens and how the cohabitation of these two birds can prove detrimental to the eagle. The first conversation I had was with a friend of mine who is definitely an eagle, frustrated by trying to exist in a chicken coop. Then the tables were turned on me and someone challenged me as the eagle that was allowing chickens around me to discourage my move, shut down some of my goals, and quiet my aspirations. This morning, I want to tell you a story about an eagle living as a chicken. Once there was an eagle, and when he was very young, he fell from the safety of his nest. And a chicken farmer found the eagle and brought him to his farm and raised him in a chicken coop amongst many chickens. The eagle grew up doing what chickens do, living like a chicken and believing he was a chicken. One day, a neighbor from up the road came to the chicken farm to see if what he had heard about the eagle acting like a chicken was really true. He knew eagles to be the king of the sky. But lo and behold, it was true. The eagle was acting like a chicken, strutting around the chicken coop and pecking at the ground. The farmer explained to his neighbor that bird was no longer an eagle. He was now a chicken because he had been trained to be a chicken and he believed that he was a chicken. His neighbor wasn't buying this story at all. He knew there was more to this great bird than his actions showed as he pretended to be a chicken. He told the farmer that bird was born an eagle. That bird has the heart of an eagle, and nothing can change that. His neighbor then lifted up the eagle onto the fence surrounding the chicken coop and said, "Eagle, you are an eagle. Stretch forth your wings and fly." The eagle moved slightly, only to look at the man, and then he glanced down at his home amongst the chickens in the chicken coop where he was comfortable, and he jumped off the fence and continued doing what chickens do. The farmer quickly snapped, "I told you, it's a chicken now." The neighbor returned the next day and tried again to convince the farmer that the eagle was born for something greater. He took the eagle to the top of the farmhouse and spoke to him and said, "Eagle, you are an eagle. You belong in the sky, not pecking the ground on the earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." The bird looked at the man and then down at the chicken coop again, and he jumped from the man's arm onto the roof of the farmhouse. The neighbor would not accept defeat. He asked the farmer to let him try one more time. The farmer said, "You're wasting your time. It's a chicken because it believes it's a chicken. And now it thinks it's a chicken." The neighbor then took the eagle some distance away to the foot of a mountain. They could not see the farm or the chicken coop from this new setting. The man held the eagle on his arm and pointed high into the sky, and he said, "You are an eagle. You belong in the sky, not on the earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." This time the eagle stared skyward into the bright sun, straightened his large body, and stretched his massive wings. His wings moved slowly at first, then surely, and then powerfully. With a mighty screech, the eagle flew off into the sky with the wind beneath its wings. Eagles represent the children of God. Eagles represent those who are sold out, who walk by faith, who don't have time to entangle themselves with chickens, who are happy with just pecking at the ground. Chickens are those who don't operate in faith, those not strong enough in their faith to even imagine the possibilities of trusting God enough to fly. Chickens can't fathom God raising them above their circumstances. Chickens represent those with no faith, those who are just religious, but absent of a relationship with God, than those who do not have any spiritual morals. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." Some of us have attached ourselves to some bad company, to some wrong people for various reasons: pride, lust, family ties, and even a false sense of love. I'm telling you this morning, don't allow your pride to shackle you to a chicken coop. God talks to us about acting and reacting with pride. In Proverbs 29:33, it says, "One's pride will bring him low." As fine as he is, as fine as she is, don't be satisfied laying in a chicken coop. God is also clear about where lust will lead. In 1 John 2:16, the scripture lets us know that lust is not of God. Therefore, it will not be rewarded by God. It will not prompt the blessings of God. And as much as we love our family, there are sometimes places and elevations they are not equipped to go. In Genesis chapter 12, you'll see in verses 1 through 3, when Jesus was getting ready to move Abraham into his purpose, he told him, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others." Why? It was because everyone we love and hold dear to our hearts is not always ready or equipped to go where God is leading us or embrace what God has for us. And then there are those who have been pinned in a chicken coop because of a false sense of love. This is likely the biggest issue that trips us up, because we are emotional creatures and we will allow our emotions to cancel our purpose. And God knew this would be an issue, which is why in Jeremiah 17 and 9, the word of God tells us not to trust our hearts. The scripture says, "Your heart is deceitful, it is wicked." In other words, your heart will lie to you. Why? Because your heart is more committed to it, to its flesh, than it is to God. Your heart will lead you away from the true blessings of God if you're not careful. We've all heard it said, just trust your heart. That is the worst thing you could do. If you want what God has for you and you want Him to provide the wind beneath your wings, pray about what and who you think you love. Then wait. And just because you're in a rush, God is not. Remember, Isaiah 40:31 reads, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Eagles sometimes end up in relationships with chickens because they don't wait to see if they're striving for the same things, if their ideals are compatible, if their perspectives align. In Matthew 26:41, it says, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation." In Job 39:27, it reads, "Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high?" God's desire is that His children, those committed to His will, His way, and His word, dwell amongst the highest. However, His desire does not denounce your free will. It's on you to choose the chicken coop or the nest on high. Be mindful, like the eagle in the story. If you are insistent on hanging with chickens, know you will never think like an eagle and never realize your ability to fly. Just like that eagle, until you are away from the chicken coop, with the chickens out of your vision, only then will you fly and experience the wind of God beneath your wings. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable. And when you commit yourself to the studying of the Word of God, you lay a path for uncompromised joy. Be blessed.
No more eagles and the chicken coop. No more.
You that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say, John P. Key. John P. Key.